Zelensky heading for another White House visit. By Simon Kent on December 11, 2023. President Volodymyr Zelensky will visit the White House on Tuesday in his third trip to Washington since Russia invaded Ukraine in February 2022. He last visited in September. The Ukrainian president is scheduled to speak at an all-senators meeting Tuesday morning courtesy of an invitation by Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Republican Leader Mitch McConnell, a Senate leadership aide said. House Speaker Mike Johnson will meet with Zelensky too, his office confirmed. A statement from the White House confirmed the Zelensky visit as an aid package for Ukraine remains stalled in Congress. As Breitbart News reported, the latest aid bill is stalled in Congress after the Senate voted to reject a $111 billion package that includes money for Ukraine, but also to help Indo-Pacific allies support humanitarian aid in Gaza and bolster anti-drug trafficking operations at the U.S.-Mexico border. Last week, Biden echoed the warnings of his defense secretary in an address to the public, saying if Congress does not pass $64 billion specified in aid to Ukraine, U.S. troops will end up fighting Russia in Europe. Mary Nuxmas. Biden threatens World War III if Congress won't kick back more billions to Ukraine. President Biden invited Zelensky to the White House to underscore the United States' unshakable commitment to supporting the people of Ukraine as they defend themselves against Russia's brutal invasion. A statement from White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said Sunday. As Russia ramps up its missile and drone strikes against Ukraine, the leaders will discuss Ukraine's urgent needs and the vital importance of the United States' continued support at this critical moment, the statement continued. Zelensky and Biden are expected to discuss cooperation in the coming year, including joint projects to produce weapons and air defense systems, UPI reports. The Washington trip follows the visit of Alexander Soros, 38. To keep this weekend to reaffirm his support for the Zelensky government as the largest independent financier of Ukraine. During his trip, the Soros heir committed $1 million to First Lady Zelenska's charity and announced a partnership with the Open Society Foundations. Meanwhile, Ukraine reported Saturday that Russia launched nearly 100 airstrikes across the country in a 24-hour period, as Zelenska warned its citizens were in mortal danger without Western military aid. We really need the help, she recently told the BBC. In simple words, we cannot get tired of this situation, because if we do, we die. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.